This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We were going to go back to Dane, but it looks like he just dropped off the line. But he wanted to remind us that Ron Paul was still in the race. That's what he had said before we went away to the news break.
And he is.
He is correct.
You know, there's the chance that Ron Paul could manage to turn this whole delegate thing into a victory, or at least get some press out of it.
And how could he do that? I think the delegates are sewn up, right? John McCain's got his delegates, and they can't be taken from him.
Well, what if all the delegates go and vote for Ron Paul instead?
They're not obligated to vote for the candidate.
What if they are obliged? What if they do it anyway? Civil disobedience amongst the delegates. Yeah.
That does seem like an unlikely outcome.
It does to me. But I want that to happen. I just don't know what, you know, the likelihood of it.
Well, John McCain could still croak at this point, and I think that would be our best bet. But in the meantime, Ron Paul does continue his campaign, which means he'll continue making appearances and continue talking about liberty and freedom, and that can only be a good thing, right?
Yeah, and he's getting press.
By the way, you're not the only one, Mark. I mentioned the other day an article from LouRockwell.com by Brian Wilson about the Ohio Libertarian Party convention that he went to and how it was just so typical and, you know, just typical of libertarians and that nothing was getting done and there was just infighting and the usual kind of libertarian scene.
Mm-hmm.
He pointed out that also in relation to that was the Ron Paul campaign and his disappointment with how the campaign was being run, in that he is a talk show host on a fairly decent station in the Toledo area. And he hosts the afternoon drive show. He said that Ron Paul's people never called him back. Like, well, he wanted to schedule an interview, and he couldn't get a call back. Same thing with you. You don't get callbacks.
I've complained about the Ron Paul campaign in the past. I think the Ron Paul, the revolutionary... The candidate's good. The revolutionaries are great. The people that are out there, wanting Ron Paul to get elected, they're fantastic. I've never felt like the campaign itself has, taken getting elected as seriously as they could have.
I mean, if people are throwing media opportunities at you and you're not responding to that,
take them. You gotta take them.
It doesn't seem to be a hard job to deal with. I mean, Jim Babka from DownsizedDC.org, back when, before Downsized DC, he was in the 2000 Harry Brown campaign, the Libertarian campaign for president.
Mm-hmm.
He was Harry's press secretary, and it was his job to schedule interviews. And at that time, I was working at a rock station in Sarasota, Florida. You were also working at the same station.
Yes.
And I wanted to interview Harry Brown. And actually, I couldn't get the interview to be played on the air. So the whole thing was really kind of a wash, but even though I was pretty much a nobody at that time, just basically a board operator and part-time weekender, Jim Babka scheduled an interview with me with Harry Brown, the Libertarian presidential candidate, and I had a nice half-hour-long conversation with Harry. I was disappointed that I couldn't air it on the radio station, but what ended up happening was I let the campaign know about the interview, and they actually put it up on the front page of his campaign website in the month of October, right before the election. So all kinds of people got to listen to that particular interview as a result of that. But Jim Babka had no problem calling me back, even though I was essentially a nobody. And we're talking about Free Talk Live, a show syndicated on 30-plus stations, and Brian Wilson, who's a very popular talk show host in Toledo, being ignored virtually. Okay, yes, they did give us Ron one time, but it took you like months to track that down. Months.
It did. They certainly weren't wanting for interviews, but I feel like they wanted the big interviews, and they got them.
We can't get a call back even after the campaign's winding down.
Well, I feel like the campaign could have been run differently.
Yeah.
I still don't know if that would have made an entire difference, by the way. I would have changed
something.
My biggest problem is with them is how they chose to spend all that money on advertising.
Hey, I'm not saying it would have gotten them elected, Mark. It's just something they ignored, and it's an easy thing. You get the guy a cell phone, and he calls in, and you talk to him on the air. Anyway, 800-259-9231, monkeys and sex. It turns out, according to Time magazine, that one of humanity's oldest professions may be even older than we thought. In a recent study of macaque, is it macaque?
Yes.
Macaque monkeys.
Those dirty, dirty little macaques.
Aren't these the ones that were running rampant in India?
Yes.
Like taking over government buildings?
Yes, these are the ones that...
I love these guys.
They've been trained as thieves, too.
Right, right. These are the coolest monkeys ever. Anyway, in Indonesia, researchers found...
smart little buggers, that's for sure.
They found that male primates paid for sexual access to females, and that the going rate for such access dwindled as the number of available females went up.
Well, duh.
According to the paper, payment for sex in a macaque mating market, published in the December issue of Animal Behavior, males in a group of about 50 long-tailed macaques in Indonesia traded grooming services for sex with females. Researchers who studied the monkeys...
It's the old, let me give you a massage, honey, trick.
Well, they don't actually have gold or silver.
Girls know that trick, by the way.
Wait, what is the trick?
Let me give you a massage.
Ah.
I let anybody give me a massage. I don't care.
Well, yes.
Yeah, but you won't spread your legs, right?
However, when it comes to the significant other, usually a massage leads to something.
I know.
This is true. So they traded grooming services. Researchers who studied the monkeys for some 20 months found that males offered their payment up front. That's what you got to do. I mean, in the world of prostitution, you don't pay after the fact because a guy could run away. So apparently even the female monkeys know that. So the males would pay up front as kind of a pre-sex ritual, and it worked. After the females were groomed by male partners, female sexual activity more than doubled from an average of 1.5 times an hour to 3.5 times. The study also showed that the number of minutes that males spent, and that means that they were having sex, from what I understand, with more than one monkey. It wasn't like the same monkey would keep coming back. They would give it up to one guy and then give it up to the next more than 3.5 times an hour.
Wow.
Good Lord. The study showed the number of minutes that males spent grooming hinged on the number of females available at the time.
I hate giving massages. Just hate it.
I do, really, too.
And that's not part of my mating ritual. I refuse. However, sometimes, your partner's neck hurts or something like
sure.
that. And I swear, I have to look at the clock and say, all right, I'm going to do this for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow, that's a long massage.
That is a long massage.
It's a short one when you're talking about ones you pay for. You pay, $60 for an hour massage. And my wife, when she gives one for a very long time. She used to be a massage therapist. So, you got to kind of, a little reciprocity here.
Yeah, that makes sense. Well, the better a male's odds of getting lucky, the less nitpicking time the females received. Though primates have been observed trading grooming for food sharing or infant care, this is the first time this kind of exchange has been observed between male and female primates in a sexual context, according to the lead researcher, demonstrating that the amount of time a male macaque will invest in its partner depends largely on how many options it has around. So it's basically, all right, honey, I'll give you a minute because there's a couple other girls over there. Whereas if they weren't there, then it might be a 5-minute massage,
That's economics. Even macaques understand it.
Yeah, we more evolved primates may be tempted to take a cynical view of these findings, but the study's author suggests a more favorable interpretation. The macaques' exchange of services simply illustrates a nifty system of cooperation that allows for successful mating. The basic premise is called biological market theory, which follows the elementary principles of supply versus demand. When applied to the voluntary sex life of long-tailed macaques, it means the price that one group is willing to pay for a commodity that the other group has depends on the scarcity or abundance of that commodity on the marketplace. Scientists think female macaques may use grooming, too, to try to maintain social relationships within the group to benefit their offspring or as a way to distract or appease males from getting aggressive after a sexual encounter. In fact, when female macaques groomed males, their services decreased sexual activity in the males. So if the female macaque wants the male to stick around, for the kids or whatever reason they want the male to stick around to protect them,
a little cuddle time,
she will give him a little bit of attention. It's easy to draw parallels between monkeys' mating dances and our own, but the author warns against reading too much into primate studies like this. The paper draws no conclusions about what these observations in monkeys mean for the human world. In fact, whether and how scientists should extrapolate from primate behavior is fairly big debate, says Gummer. Certainly our biology underpins much of what we do, but so does our culture and environment. More coming up here. You can talk about monkey sex or whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
It's progressing. It's only a matter of time until it's completely taken over our lives. We are entering martial law. Clearly, America has all the signs. There is no time like the present to get prepared by protecting yourself and your family. Find the information you need to arm yourself with an InfoBomb ebook at SurviveMartialLaw.com. This ebook will tell you everything you need to know about how to prepare and handle living in martial law. The worst part of martial law is the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com. We'll show you how to stay calm and how to act around controlling troops. Get tips on where to store valuables, emergency food, and what signs to look for. Surviving martial law can be difficult, but it is possible. Arm yourself with knowledge, as this will be the only weapon you will have to protect yourself and your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com. That's SurviveMartialLaw.com. Or call 608-819-8011. That's 608-819-8011 to order this hard-hitting ebook today.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At righttoredress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what is on your mind toll-free. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features there included the wiki, over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. Get editing, get interactive at wiki.freetalklive.com. President Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
President John McCain.
Yeah.
The North American Union. Unconstitutional gun and drug laws. A national ID card. What is your trigger point? If it happens, what will you do? Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
You know, I've got a new tagline for the Free State Project.
Okay.
It's the Free State Project. We need eligible libertarian men to come take care of our women.
Wait, what?
Huh? Yeah, there's so many libertarian women here in New Hampshire that just need
eligible
libertarian men to
come. That's dishonest.
Oh, well, it's a damn good tagline.
What libertarian women are you talking about?
That's exactly the problem.
Well, the ones that
he's making
that
it
have.
Right, he's trying to suggest that
that there's libertarian women running all over New Hampshire,
yeah,
completely topless and randy, and... You know, there's just not enough libertarian guys here to take care of them all.
That's not true, but what is true is that there are libertarian women that are moving here, and some of them are single.
That's how I got all started today. I was thinking about how many libertarian women I know that are single, and I do know quite a few.
Yeah. Well, what would make sense for a libertarian guy out there that is interested in meeting a nice libertarian lady, because it's got to be nice to not have to convert, the women that you meet. To liberty. So if you want to make it easy, there are some wonderful libertarian ladies out here that are available, and more are coming. So if you come here now as a libertarian male and you establish yourself here in New Hampshire, then you'll be ready to, with open arms.
That's right, baby.
Hey.
I'm an early mover.
That's right. Well, if you're here already, then you're one of the options when they get here.
Let me show you around.
Exactly. In fact, Free
Marketeer. This is my house.
I know some great restaurants.
Free Marketeer is moving up soon. She's one of our Free Talk Live amplifiers. You met her at the
convention. She's very nice,
convention.
Young lady.
Attractive young lady.
No one can dispute her beauty.
I believe she's moving up alone. So
I wouldn't propose to know that.
That's one example. All right.
It's just one example. But I can think of off the top of my head three or four that I just happen to know. They're single and available and just, the right libertarian guy hasn't been coming along.
I have to say that's three or four more than there was in Florida.
Yeah.
Where, you were lucky if a female even showed up at anything libertarian.
So you don't think the tagline's that good?
That was a nice idea.
I think
it's good for that. All right, 800-259-9231. From monkey sex to interior design. This is from the Wall Street Journal. Imagine you're a state legislator and some folks asked you to pass a law making it a crime to give advice about paint colors and throw pillows without a license. And imagine they told you that the only people qualified to place large pieces of furniture in a room are those who have gotten a college degree in interior design, completed a 2-year apprenticeship, and passed a national licensing exam. And, by the way, it is criminally misleading for people who practice interior design to use that term without government permission.
It is. You can't you can't say, I'm an interior designer, unless you're a member of the AIA, American Institute of Interior Designers, or whatever it is.
I think it's the ASID.
Okay, yeah, that's right. ASID, that's right.
You might stare at that person incredulously for a moment, then look down at your calendar and say, oh, I get it, April Fool, right? Well, wrong. These folks represent the American Society of Interior Designers, ASID, an industry group whose members have waged a 30-year, multi-million-dollar lobbying campaign to legislate their competitors out of business. And those absurd restrictions on advice about paint selection, throw pillows, and furniture placement represent the actual fruits of lobbying in places like Alabama, Nevada, and Illinois, where ASID and its local affiliates have peddled their snake oil mantra that every decision an interior designer makes affects life, safety, and quality of life.
What window treatments you get. It's important for everyone's safety.
Legislative analysis by half a dozen states that rebuffed ASID's attempts to cartelize interior design, including Colorado, has failed to support ASID's claim that the location of your couch or the color of your bedroom walls is literally a matter of life and death. As the Department of Regulatory Agencies puts it, there is no evidence of physical or financial harm being caused to consumers by the unregulated practice of interior designers. Lacking any factual support for its sweeping public welfare claims, ASID and its supporters often resort to fear-mongering. For example, licensing proponents frequently say that the tragic fire at the MGM Grand Hotel in Vegas that killed 87 people in 1980 was a result of inappropriate fixtures and furnishings. The fire was actually caused by an electrical fault and allowed to spread by a grossly inadequate sprinkler system.
Investigators later identified 83 different building code violations. Another favorite is the 2003 fire at the Station nightclub in Rhode Island, in which 100 people perished. Again, that tragedy had nothing to do with substandard interior design services. It was caused by an illegal indoor fireworks display and the absence of a code-mandated sprinkler system.
And this is a bar. I mean, what kind of interior design are they going to do? Well, let's spill some beer here and throw some peanuts there, and let's crack this table.
I think it just shows they're really reaching to even come up with anything to back up their case. If there were any credible evidence that unregulated interior design presents a genuine risk to consumers, ASID would certainly have found it by now. They've had plenty of time, more than three decades, resources. The dues for their 40,000 members average several hundred thousand dollars per
year. And any politician that voted for this is obviously just on the take.
Probably. And
it's been passed in the majority of states.
Furthermore, despite ASID's best, well, they only mentioned a handful of states.
I get the impression, here, though, that the only thing that it in fact regulates is that you cannot claim to do interior design.
You are incorrect. Only three states regulate the practice of interior design.
And one of them is Florida.
Was it?
Yep.
Okay.
Alabama,
Nevada, and Illinois. Maybe they do something different in Florida.
It's my understanding. I did advertising for many interior design firms, and all I can tell you is that in their advertising, they could not claim to be an interior designer, and they were very sticky about if they were an interior designer, anybody claiming to do anything like interior design that didn't have an interior design certificate or whatever. For instance, I had a furniture store, which would help you pick out your, window dressings and things like that. You know, the curtains, the other little thinner curtains, the big box thing that goes above, all this stuff that you've got to do to a window to make it proper.
Purdy.
I don't even understand this stuff, but I made my money doing this, so that is lovely. But they didn't like the idea that stores would help you do window dressing or anything like that. And the stores were like, oh, no, that's not interior design. No, no. We're just helping people pick out
those
windows.
Those are interior suggestions.
Right. Whatever it is. So that was my experience with it, is that they just simply could not claim to be interior designers unless they
Maybe it's copyrighted or trademarked.
I don't know.
Anyway, at least 47 states where the ravages of unlicensed interior design could easily be documented, if there were any. So what is really behind the ASID's relentless push for more regulation? Well, if you know anything about this show, you probably already guessed. It's protectionism, of course. We'll explain more, but also, this article kind of suggests that, well, protectionism's okay for areas where lives can be at risk. But I don't know if I agree with that either. More coming up. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. June 9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month. month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife. Jim said no and began working on a formula to better himself and others. After he perfected the mixture of herbs and spices, he created Strauss Heart Drops. Get the Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.95. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you really can do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Little CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us, including the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order, from a gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. You can buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
So apparently the American Society of Interior Designers, ASID, has been waging a 30-year multi-million dollar lobbying campaign to legislate their competitors out of business. They are trying to convince state legislators around the country to license interior designers, which means that if you don't jump through the hoops that they're requiring, which include a 4-year degree from an accredited interior design college, a 2-year apprenticeship, and a 2-day $1,000 licensing exam, so irrelevant to the actual practice of interior design that many ASID members themselves have never bothered to pass it, and simply they've gotten a waiver instead. So they want to take the requirements of the private organization and make it so that everyone who wants to claim to be an interior designer has to jump through those hoops.
What about an interior decorator?
Well, I think that's just another word for interior designer, and I doubt they would let you get away with that.
Well, I think that it's a little unfair to say legislate their competition out of existence. More likely what they're trying to do is increase market share for their members, I think is probably the way to say it. Now, I think it's just as reprehensible to use the laws for that purpose. I don't think there should be any government regulation on, who calls themselves an interior designer and who doesn't. If the ASID wants to make sure that everyone's certified, they can give their little test and they can make their test more relevant and, better. And then people would say, I want an ASID designer.
Mm-hmm.
And the ASID does put ads out to say you should have an ASID designer because
sure they do
better. So, you know, I don't really see any reason for it. Now, they suggested, you had suggested earlier, that the authors of the article felt like, in some cases, it's okay for regulation.
As it was long a as suggestion
it's,
made.
It's life-threatening, you know, those kind of things. And I've noted some areas where the government does, you know, for instance, to clean teeth, to be a dental hygienist, you must be certified by the state.
Okay.
To cut hair. You must be certified by the states. Now, right. How it's in the world...
Slice an ear off or something.
Yeah. How they can get away with cosmetology is beyond me. But
it's just a powerful lobby, Mark. People have money, and they buy the politicians, and they get the laws passed.
What about people that fix brakes on cars?
Yeah.
How come they aren't regulated by the state?
They're certified, but they're not regulated by the state, and they're not certified by the state. They're certified by ASE and other private certification organizations.
Right.
That are probably similar to ASID. It's just that ASE... Not that I know, I don't know this for a fact, but ASE, the Automotive Certification Group, isn't out there lobbying Congress. They probably have better things to spend their money on.
Now, hopefully teaching people how to fix brakes properly.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Brakes are extraordinarily important.
Sure.
And this is just an area that the state absolutely should not be in. It's reprehensible that three states have passed this. It's reprehensible that the ASID wants to, you know, use the force of government to... you know, exclude other people.
But they're not the only one. In fact, there's an interesting statistic coming up here shortly. In vetoing interior design legislation, Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels explained the principal effect of the law would have been to restrain competition and to limit new entrants into the occupation. But that's the effect of all of these licensing laws.
Mm.
Why do they let some people get away with it? It's just because some of them are more politically connected than others, right?
Better lobbyists.
He said that...
More money tossed around.
He said interior designers were hardly the only profession seeking government protection from potential competitors, and the numbers bear it out. 50 years ago, only 5% of the American workforce was licensed. Today, it's nearly 30.
Wow.
Meaning, one out of every three jobs, almost one out of every three jobs, you have to get a government license in order to perform in America, in the so-called land of the free. And the you know, the place where you're supposed to be able to go into business for yourself and be in total control of your opportunities and your freedoms. And
the land of opportunity, is
right,
it not?
Right.
Well, it's an opportunity. If you've got a state license, it's
apparently
an opportunity to pay the government in order to work.
Right. So 30%, and that's not going to go down. That number's just going to go up. And if, apparently we're not just talking brain surgeons or airline pilots. Louisiana requires florists to be licensed.
That seems silly.
In several states, only licensed funeral directors may sell caskets. Now, that's a great business to be in. I mean, as far as protection from the government is concerned, the funeral business, look, if you want to be connected with the politicians and really get some guaranteed business from the state, funerals. Because everyone, from what I can tell, in every state is required to use the services of a funeral house.
Expensive.
Yeah.
You can't I'm perfectly okay with being buried in the backyard.
Well,
you know,
they're not. They are not okay with it one iota. They'll let you get the, you know, the cremation as an option, but you still have to go through
$700.
Right. You still have to go through their approved
rigmarole
service providers.
Yeah.
It is a huge racket. And apparently a state-sanctioned monopoly, they use these funeral directors. They sell the caskets and jack up prices from 400 to 600%, a fact established in litigation by the Institute for Justice in Tennessee and Oklahoma.
Well, you know, there are a lot of ludicrous ones out there, but let's talk about airline pilots. I just mentioned airline pilots.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is more motivated to make sure that an airline pilot is qualified to fly a plane? The government, who's going to get... Oh, I don't know, $10,000 from, you know, per sort of certified pilot.
Yeah.
I'm just making a number up. I have no idea.
It's probably a grand, yeah.
Okay, grand, $5,000, $10,000, you pick the number. Or the airline that's going to lose this multi-million-dollar airplane.
Not to mention the customers.
And the employees.
Not to mention the horrible publicity you'll get if your airplane pilots stink and you keep losing.
And the lawsuits that are going to come from every single family member of every single passenger. What's the purpose of this? It's just the government sticking its hand in and getting money to pay bureaucrats that don't need it.
Yep, that's all it is. That's all it is everywhere. We could all be safe from poisonous food. We could all be safe from dangerous appliances. We could all be safe from all these things that government tells us, oh, we need protection from the government on these things. No, we don't. What we need is the marketplace to be free to operate in the way it naturally does. And the way the marketplace operates is that the people that are doing business have an interest inherently in protecting the safety of their consumers. You don't want to sell a customer a heater so he can burn his house down. You want to sell him a heater that's got a tip feature where if it falls over, the tip feature will turn the heater off. You want to sell things with safety devices attached to them because that's in your best interest. You want that customer to come back and tell his friends about
your
store.
Not just the manufacturer, but the retailer, too.
That's what I was talking about, the retailer. At that level, it starts there because it starts at the level of the consumer because they want safety, and the retailers want their customers to be safe, and the vendors, they want their products to be in as many retailers as possible. So,
and they want to have safe products. They want to be known as the safest floor heater out there. I think space heaters are a great example because space heaters have been vilified throughout the ages. But, the fact is, everything 50 years ago was crappier and more dangerous than it is today. I mean, do you want to drive around a 50-year-old car? I used to have a 76 Cadillac Eldorado convertible, and, it was 7,000 pounds of Detroit steel. You've seen it. It was a huge car. But you compare it to the cars of today versus that car, and I didn't have a shoulder belt. Mm. When I stepped on the brakes kind of hard, that thing would go... And then everybody would turn around because they knew that the thing that comes after that is bang.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't happen. That's just what happened when I stopped quick because it's a huge car.
Yeah.
And it has, just the rubber that's touching the road can't stop it. It doesn't have ABS or anything like that. What it did do is it would teach people that were in front of me, hey, don't just stop quick.
Yeah, right.
Wake up.
1-800-259-9231. If you don't think the market can handle this, we'd love to hear from you. Give us an example of where you think government needs to be regulating industry, where they need to be licensing professions. Plumbers, whatever it is, man. There's so many licensed professions out there. One out of three jobs in America. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food, and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your Sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's Sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. Julia will be rejoining us shortly. Our website is freetalklive.com, and the toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. Julia back with us.
And Julia.
All right. And, you know, I want to correct myself. I said it was one out of three American jobs. That was probably incorrect. We're talking about regulation and how many professions in America are licensed, and it's 30%. So one out of three, almost, professions in America. I think that's probably a little more accurate of a way to say it as opposed to one out of three jobs. Right.
Well, I guess the one out of three jobs is, you know, I thought that significant because, you know, obviously one out of three people don't work out of one out of three professions. You know, just because they took a list of people that of professions out there that may have had, you know, required some kind of state licensing. No, that's not the same.
800-259-9231.
It's still a lot.
By the way, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, we'd invite you to go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and buy some stuff. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Start your shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com. 41 categories to shop in, the brands you know and trust, and great deals. Super Saver shipping is free on a whole bunch of items. So go shopping at Amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. Aaron in California, listening on KCAA. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? We're not going to talk about UFOs tonight. We're going to talk about paperwork. I'm listening to, you are talking to me, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You were talking about government interference and paperwork. Well, I want you both to take a guess. You hire a teenager, 16 years old, to mow your lawn twice a week. Legally, how many different pieces of paperwork do you think you have to fill out?
I shudder to think.
This is in California?
Yes, uh-huh.
No idea.
10?
Actually, this came from a 60 Minutes show about 10 years ago, so it could be New York. But anyway, they did use California. The answer is 60, and I'm not going to write down all 60 for you, but here's where we start. First, this is legally now, not what people do. You have to have an Environmental Protection Agency check the motor of the lawnmower, if it's a gas mower, to make sure it doesn't emit too much smog. Number two, you have to have a W-2 form for the teenager to withhold his income taxes, his SSI, and disability insurance in case he may get hurt on the job. You have to have an EPA environmental protection check on your lawn to make sure there's no harsh chemicals that may harm the teenager's sperm in the future. True. Number three, right? The tires on the lawnmower must be at least 4.5 pounds to 6.5 pounds of pressure, and the ground can be no more than 42% saturated with soil if this teenager is allowed to mow your lawn. Next, the teenager must wear proper safety equipment, including goggles, knee pads, arm pads. This is true, Jim.
Oh, I believe you.
True.
I absolutely believe
you. One must wear protective gear at all times. Now, I can see the goggles because sometimes power mowers.
Sometimes it's a good idea to wear goggles. Absolutely.
That throws stuff up in your face sometimes, sure.
But that's not the point. The point is you have to have supply a form that this teenager is properly protected against flying slugs that may come out of the power mower. The basket in the power mower must be OSHA approved that it traps at least 92% of all pollen particles, so the teenager that's mowing your lawn doesn't go into a hay fever attack. Okay? You must have medical, since you've hired him, you must give him some type of medical insurance. This goes on and on and on. I've only given you 15 of them.
Wow, that's
and
amazing.
I don't want to bore you with the other 50. Oh, he must have a work permit, and you must also have a license, either him or yourself, as him being hired out as an outside contractor to mow your yard.
Amazing.
And that's why it's a lot easier to deal with aliens than the American bureaucratic system.
Thank you for the call tonight, Aaron. Good one. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
I believe some laws were broken for me as a child.
Because you mowed some lawns?
I mowed some lawns. And,
well, this might have only been for California or New York. He wasn't sure which one.
You know, I was trying for 2 years when I lived in Sarasota to find some kid to mow my lawn.
They don't like doing it.
I'd stop. I'd see a teenager on the street. Near my house, I'd stop. I'd talk to them about, what my address was, and I'd like somebody to mow the lawn. And, some of them would say yes, some of them say nah, and the ones that said yeah never showed up. I couldn't get a teenager to mow my lawn.
Yeah, I made the mistake once of paying him half up front. Whoops.
Didn't even show up, huh?
Well, he came and, started, and then left it half done.
Crazy.
Yeah, it was awful. I'll never do that again.
You got hosed by a 16-year-old.
Yep,
that's funny.
Sure did.
At least got half the lawn mowed.
Yeah, at least you only had to do half of it yourself. And at least you only paid half.
Well, it's nice.
So you got what you paid for.
Well, I've got a duplex up here, and the tenant, actually, I paid
Without
him to
asking.
Take care of it. Well, no, he kind of takes care of the lawn, but I give him a little discount on the rent. Give him like 25. During the summer months, I give him 25 bucks off or whatever. Because you only have to mow the lawn once a month up here. It's not the same as
and
well,
only
the grass
for 3 months
entirely
a year.
Different, eh? Yeah.
Which is actually very nice.
I'll continue with your phone calls. Jeff, in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Jeff.
Hello.
What's on your mind?
I thought of a job that should require extensive licensing.
What's that?
People should have to pay very high prices to be licensed to join a government police force.
Certified. But they're certified already.
Well, that's just kind of a joke anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But I was calling because I'm kind of upset with banks today.
Okay, what about it?
Well, I closed a checking account today because I'm trying to consolidate. I've moved a couple times. I had 3 open checking accounts, and I needed to get them all consolidated.
Yeah,
so
simplify. Sure.
I wanted to close another one. So I went there, I closed it. I was informed that even after closing my account, the bank may still accept payments against my account that haven't come in yet.
Payments against the account. What does that mean?
Closed it, but if somebody, wants to put something through, they can't and they won't reject it.
So that means if you've written a check
in the negative.
That means if you've written a check to somebody
and
they
account.
So if you've written a check to somebody and you close the account, then they will still honor the check and you'll be
Hello?
Responsible for it. Hello? Jeff? Are you there? I thought I heard him breathe. Jeff? I guess he's gone.
Maybe he hit his own mute button or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see a problem with that.
No, I don't either.
If you
wrote
written
the check.
Now, maybe if there's some kind of automatic draft thing, that's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
You set up the automatic draft.
Yeah, that's true. You should have to. I mean, it's not the bank's responsibility to go around and close all of your accounts for you. So if you've set up automatic deposit or withdrawal or whatever it is that's it's happening in your account, you should close those things down first and then close the account. When I closed an account recently, I You know, I made sure that all my checks had cleared out. There were a couple things out in the mail, and that meant that I had to wait a couple weeks in order to clear out the account. And, you know, that's just what you have to do. But I understand the frustration. I can see where he's coming from. I just don't agree.
Yeah, it could be easier.
800-259-9231.
What I like is if I'm going to have an automatic debit, I prefer to have it against a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
That way, you know, I can shut down a credit card. I can say, I'm stopping this credit card. You won't get any kind of, late check.
They'll just get a decline bounce at that point.
Right. There won't be any bounce checks or anything like that. So I've done that same thing. I'm not real fond of checking accounts just in general. But you know, but you have to have them.
You pretty much need. Yeah,
I don't use a debit card for my checking account just because I can't. You know, I could never keep track of them and that kind of thing. So you can usually track where your checks are.
800-259-9231. Coming up, tying in kind of to the issue about industry and licensing, just industry in general. Paul Craig Roberts will tell us that according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the U.S. economy lost 98,000 private sector jobs in March, and today, now, there is a record number of people in America that are working for the government. We'll look into the details on that. So, one out of three, we talked earlier about this, one out of three professions, private professions, are licensed in America, which means you have to beg the government for permission in order to do a job. But a significant number of Americans are now working directly for the government in addition to all that. So the level of government interaction in our lives and in our
huge
in our careers is tremendous. And that these numbers of people that are employed by the government are employees. So it doesn't include contractors. It doesn't include people that, you know, get a government contract.
Right, work for a company that, supplies something to the government.
Right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, is somehow receiving money from the government. Doesn't include them. We'll get to that here in a moment and take your calls as well about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Attention.